To reach the mining town of Krugersdorp requires a journey through an industrial wasteland west of Johannesburg, past charismatic churches, sex shops, pawn shops, liquor stores and fish and chip takeaways. The acidic aromas oozing from their doorways mix with smells of oil and petrol from scrapyards. Rian Venter is a palliative care specialist here at the West Gauteng Hospice.
We acknowledge that the person is fully alive until they actually physically die.
Venter's a burly, silver-bearded man in his 50s. He's draped in a kaftan striped with turquoise, tan and purple fabric. Crystals are tied to his wrists. A candle burns in a corner of his office. Against a wall, a pile of fluffy toys teeters. Teddy bears, a stuffed lion, a monkey. Some of them belong to Venter's young patients, children who are now dead. He held them before they died. His was the last face they saw. Water bubbles from a small fountain opposite. It's in this setting that Venter breaks the news to patients.
In 1 week, I will have 4, 5, 8 sessions of telling people, looking them in the eye for the first time, saying, yes, you are going to die.
He says their first reaction is usually intense anger.
They've gone through many phases of treatment. They've been told, you're better now, you're cured. A while later, they're told, well, actually, the cancer is back now, and then your medical aid is depleted, and we're not going to be able to pay for this kind of treatment. It's not going to be worth it. We find incredible anger then.
A garden filled with flowers and birds surrounds Wits Hospice in the luxurious leafy suburb of Houghton in Johannesburg. Cameron Hogg, a psychologist, is spiritual counselor here. Hogg is bald, with a goatee and piercing blue eyes. His wrists are decorated with elaborate bangles, his fingers imprisoned by thick gold rings. He emphasizes that he and the nurses he supervises aren't here to cure people.
The expectation of the patient, particularly if they no longer can walk, is I want to walk, I want to do, I want. We can't change the course of the disease. We cannot stop it happening. What we can do is support them to have a better experience.
Patience Mashetu is one of Hogg's young nurses. She says some of her patients and their relatives never get over what she calls the bitter stage. Mashetu refers to the husband of a woman who died recently.
He said, my wife went to church. My wife paid tithes. My wife prayed. So why would God give us such a burden of having this kind of disease?
Venter says such bitterness and anger at the news of impending death is almost always followed by terror.
The deep fear inside is my ability to carry on when this total devastation is destroying my world as I know it.
Mashetu says the final stage her patients enter after hearing they'll soon be dead is questioning how they'll die.
Am I going to be able to breathe normally? Am I going to choke to death? Am I going to starve to death? Am I going to be dehydrated to death? Am I going to be in pain? Am I going to be aware of the process itself?
Some of her cancer patients are young, in their 40s, with young families.
It's not easy for you to leave your children and say, this is it, I'm going, I'm dying. What's going to happen to the children? Who's going to take care of them?
What about your own blooming stubbornness and hard-headedness?
Well, I have to be. Jax, can I try and organize the colonoscopy for you?
Venter and a doctor advise a cancer patient. The palliative specialist counsels his patients that if pain is managed, death is normal.
It's no different from being born. It's no different from having your 21st birthday party. You're having your last interaction. Today is your last day, and you can live it as full as you lived your first day of being sweet 16. There's no difference whatsoever. You're still alive, you're still here, and you're still now.
Hogg's attitude is similar.
Death is a gift. Accepting it as a gift, allowing it to be a gift, is what we offer patients and their families. To say, how do you want to have this experience? Do you want to have the gift from this experience, or do you just want a coping mechanism so that you can stay happy?
Fenter and Hogg agree there's a special moment when patients accept they're going to die and are at peace.
There's a new consciousness comes over the patient. There's a new physical look and probably what we would call a surrender. So the person lets go of the roles they have held in life.
For some people, says Fenter, this moment never happens. Hogg says some patients refuse treatment, dying terrible, painful deaths.
There may be situations that we believe are horrific experiences for someone. If that is the correct journey for that soul, while it may not be ours and we may not be able to manage it, we have to honor that is what is in front of that patient. And that's what's important.
Behind Hogg, scrawled in red on a flip chart, are the words of American author Maya Angelou. I have learned that people forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. He says this is the mantra that palliative caregivers should live by. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.